Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Is it possible to make government leaner? A representative of one group that believes so was in Pella recently to show us how. Let's go in depth with Greg C. Cummings with Strong America Now from Lamoni. Greg, what's Strong America Now all about?
In a nutshell, it's a process or a program that's trying to implement the Lean Six Sigma across the board within our government.
Now, a lot of people in Marion County are familiar with Lean Six Sigma, but not every listener is. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Basically, it's a process which identifies and then eliminates wasteful spending, at the same time increasing the management process within that organization.
Okay, so saves money, makes it more efficient, brings in more money for the company.
Correct. Saves more money. Yeah,
saves
just cuts
money.
Out the waste, which in turn saves money.
And so you're taking on the government to
yes,
bring down
are.
Waste. That's a tough job.
It's a very tough job, yes. You know, in the military, I served 12 and a half years, and we're given missions through operations orders time and time again, and a lot of them are very tough and are very impossible sometimes, but we do it, and we do our recon, we do our due diligence in doing the correct assessments and then moving forward and trying to accomplish that objective every way that we can. And I think this is a tool, not the tool, but a tool to help our nation get back into the fiscal responsible mindset.
And why are you in Pella today?
To do a presentation here, just to try to educate as many people as we can. And we'll do this whether it's one person or 1,000 people. We'll be glad to come and talk to them and just let them know there is a proven solution both in the civilian sector and the government sector that Lean Six Sigma does work.
And is this a partisan effort?
No, not at all. The first question I asked Mike George went in, he offered me the job, is if he's going to run for president. He said no, and he started explaining to me that this has nothing to do with the partisanship. It has everything to do with the spending. And both sides of the aisle vote on how to singly spend money within, you know, the taxpayers' money. So Mike George is in this not to champion or endorse any one president or one elected official, but to try to get them all to acknowledge that this is a process that needs to happen to put our country back on track.
And who's Mike George?
Mike George is the creator of the process called Lean Six Sigma. He actually took two processes, one Lean and the other one Six Sigma, and he put them together. He married the two and made a single process. He wrote seven books on the subject as well.
Okay, and so where does his expertise lie? Can you name some companies he helped out?
Yeah, the Caterpillar, ITT, Motorola, just to name a few. And if you go on to strongamericanow.com or strongamericanow.org, you'll see all the different case studies that he's used this, both in the local community level to the government level to large companies like Caterpillar and ITT.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about making government leaner with Greg C. Cummings with Strong America Now. How does your organization work? Do you want people to belong, to sign up? What do you want people to do?
Well, this is just it. We're not asking for any money. We're just trying to let people know that this process exists. We want to familiarize them with it and then have them sign this pledge that says that they'll only vote for a presidential candidate that will, in fact, implement this process.
Okay, so what good does me signing a pledge mean?
Well, that gives you another tool. You have your vote, and now you have this pledge to where and the ammunition of the knowledge of this program to take it to your elected officials or those candidates running for office to let them know about it if they don't know about it, and then if they do, to get them to implement it. And if not, then we'll find somebody that will, be because our country needs this. Now, if there's another process out there that does the exact same thing with the exact same outcome, we'll also champion that. But right now, there isn't one.
So what you hope to do is say, 1 million, to pick a number of a hat, Iowans have signed this pledge, and so then you'll tell the candidates, 1 million Iowans want this. Will you sign it too? Is that how you want it to work?
Sure, yeah. So far we have a little over 27,000 Iowans that have signed this pledge, and we just started the 1st of November of last year. So we're coming up on a full year, and that's the idea with the candidates, to know that we, the people, are being educated on the systems that are available out there, on the tools that are available out there, and now we are also going to get more engaged in our political process so that our elected officials know that we, the people, are in charge and not them.
Now, what if somebody has problems with signing pledges? I mean, every interest group would like everybody to sign a pledge, and so you have a lot of people coming at people and politicians with pledges.
Sure.
Could that be a problem? You might have somebody that's really interested in it, doing it, but they won't sign a pledge.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, the pledge thing is something material. You know, it just helps the individual to know that they're committed to something. But like you said, the example that you just gave, if there's someone out there that just doesn't want to sign anything, but yet understands this and still will push forward as an American citizen, then that's also a success for us.
But what about a politician that isn't interested in signing them, even if they believe with it? I mean, and believe in it, have used it, whatever.
Well, then that question has to be asked of that politician or that person that's running for office. So, if they refuse to sign a pledge just because it's a pledge in general, then they need to say that. But then they need to let us know that they do believe in this and that they will implement this in our government. If not, then we just won't vote for them.
Okay, but what you need is some critical mass, because otherwise, why would they pay any attention to you?
Exactly, which brings us back to our pledges and stuff. So that's something concrete that the candidates can see that, my gosh, there's over 27,000 Iowans and hopefully soon to be 50,000 Iowans that are only going to vote for a candidate that wants to implement the Strong America Now plan.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about making government leaner with Greg C. Cummings with Strong America Now. How does this all work where we might have different priorities? Like, for example, your wasteful spending might be something I think of as of critical importance. For example, art and music in the schools. I think it's absolutely critical.
See, and it has nothing to do with that. I think one of the best examples was, so which kid are you not going to feed in our public schools when you're talking about cutting programs or whatever? This isn't about cutting the programs. This is about how we're spending our money. So if in this music program the money's allotted for that particular program, it's not anything but how you're spending. So you're not making a backdoor deal to only do business with this music company over here to provide instruments for that program, but, you know, because that'd be considered waste. If they're charging, you know, $2,000 for a trumpet when this company over here is charging, you know, $300 for a trumpet, well, it doesn't make sense why this special deal is with this other company, you know. So it's not about cutting the program itself. It's about how we're spending the money within the programs.
Okay, but to me, it seems like there could be somebody to say, oh, we have reading and math are the only things that are important, and everything else needs to go by the wayside. It doesn't have anything to do.
You it hope has it nothing.
It, but it could.
No. It really can't. Once a program is implemented, so let's go to this food program piece. It's again, it's not which child is going to get fed or how many children are going to get fed. It's we're going to feed all the children better food, more efficiently, and make it more cost effective.
Okay, so but what about a program? We know there are programs out there that are ridiculous that probably shouldn't be in existence, but you're not about getting rid of them?
No. The Strong America Now is how we're spending our money. So outside of that, once we can get the Congress and the President all to agree on how we're spending our money, then everything outside of that is that partisanship thing. So that has nothing to do with the Strong America Now program itself.
So you don't want to enter into that?
No.
Once you've already decided, we're going to do it right.
Correct. Whatever program that those elected officials either side of the aisle agree upon to implement, what we're saying is how you're spending the money within that program that you just authorized.
Okay. And so that way you hope to avoid the ideological battles?
Correct.
That's a sort of a difficult concept to get across, isn't it?
It's very difficult because everybody's so used to the partisanship, so used to the social issues, so used to their platform agendas that and they've done it for so long that they forgot about the actual spending. And so now, I mean, we want to eliminate that process that says, okay, you're given X amount of money, and if you don't spend it this year, then you're going to lose it mentality. You know, because within this Lean Six Sigma, once it's implemented, there won't be that type of a dilemma for those that receive the government funds.
So this should be something that transcends ideology, transcends party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and promotes cost savings analysis across the board.
And so we can get all the Republicans and all the Democrats in the room, and they can say, yeah, this is the best way to do this. Since we agreed to do it, this is the best way to do it.
Correct.
Six Sigma.
Correct. Lean Six Sigma.
Lean Six Sigma.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty interesting. They don't often get in the room and agree about anything.
That's 100% correct. And Michael said over and over, who is a champion for waste? Who is a constituent that defends waste? There shouldn't be anybody. You know, both sides start identifying waste as like what you were just talking about. A waste is a program or something within that program. We're saying the waste is within the spending of that program. So if X amount of dollars is allotted for a certain program, and then we implement the Lean Six Sigma and see that it's going to cost a third less, we're not going to say, okay, well, it was already approved. You make sure you spend that other third of that money. No, we'll bring it back into the government and use it elsewhere. If a certain amount of dollars are allotted for a government program that's been authorized by both left and the right, and this is the dollar amount that program gets, then that program sits down and implements the Lean Six Sigma and budget within that program and see that it's going to cost a third less, then that third less goes back to our government instead of saying, well, if you don't spend this, then you won't get that amount next year. It has nothing to do with that. It's saving our government as a whole as much money as we can so that we can get out of debt.
Well, and then what happens with that money that's saved? Does it come back into our pockets?
Well, that is taxpayers' money, number one, to begin with. But if Lean Six Sigma is only implemented in that one program, then the government's just going to suck up that savings and put it somewhere else. So that's why it has to be across the board, so that when that money comes back, that the taxpayers know that there's money. Either paying off the debt, and then once the debt is completed, start building up a surplus. And I am a layman. I mean, I am not a master black belt, but I'm not an idiot either. You know, I control my own checkbook at home. I pay my bills. I know I can't go buy that big screen TV if I don't have my obligations done. Our government should work the same way.
And so where can people learn more about your organization?
Oh, please go to www.strongamericanow.org and then friend us on Facebook, because we're at both places.
Thanks to Greg C. Cummings for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.